In the build-up to the war in Iraq, Ahmed Chalabi was the darling of U.S. military planners. U.S. forces flew the longtime exile and his so-called Free Iraqi Forces into southern Iraq as the war subsided. But all the while, a debate was raging in Washington over how large a role Chalabi should play in post-Saddam Iraq. Now, U.S. occupation forces are keeping their distance from him and other former opposition figures. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Chalabi is currently back visiting the U.S., trying to show that he remains relevant.
To his supporters, Chalabi is a longtime champion of the Iraqi opposition, a patriot who kept U.S. policymakers focused on the evils of Saddam Hussein's regime. His detractors complain that he sold the Americans a bill of goods with overly optimistic predictions about how U.S. troops would be received. Judith Yaffe, a senior research fellow at the National Defense University, says some in Washington believe Chalabi had more support inside Iraq than turned out to be true.
They assumed he'd be able to deliver more than he could deliver. We not only flew him down to Nasiriyah, we drove him to Baghdad, he and several hundreds of his supporters. Now, I don't think he can say he lacked support or help from us. It's what he was able to do or not do on his own.
U.S. occupation forces have largely sidelined Chalabi in recent weeks. Rather than creating an interim authority in which Chalabi was expected to play a major role, U.S. Civil Administrator Paul Bremer decided to bring Iraqis together in a simple advisory panel. And Bremer ordered that all militias, including Chalabi's Free Iraqi Forces, be disbanded. Sources say Chalabi's troops acted deplorably in Iraq. Another exile with political ambitions, Laith Kuba, president of the Iraq National Group, believes Chalabi's influence is waning.
I think his strategy was very much to influence Washington. And in that respect, yes, his role has peaked because he did what I think he was set out to do. Now Saddam is gone. It's a different phase. Post-Saddam politics is very different from opposing Saddam Hussein.
Judith Yaffe, though, is not ready to say Chalabi's influence has peaked. She believes he's here in Washington to reconnect with his supporters.
Don't write him off yet. He's a clever and wily, leader. And he has come back, I think, to remind them that he still has a lot to offer them. Who could resist a man who says, "I know where Saddam is"?
Yesterday at the Council on Foreign Relations, Chalabi claimed there have been many sightings of Saddam Hussein north of Baghdad, and he said the ousted Iraqi leader is paying a bounty for every American killed. He also defended the information his Iraqi National Congress provided to U.S. authorities and the U.S. media, information about alleged weapons programs in Iraq.
We gave very accurate information, and we produced people whom we handed over to the United States, who told them very significant things. One of the people we handed over back in December of 2001, we never saw him again. They thought he was so important, they put him in the witness protection program. The only tangible thing they found is the mobile labs, which we told them about. One of our defectors told them about at the time.
Though Chalabi may have been marginalized by U.S. authorities in Baghdad, he still has a core group of believers in the Pentagon, Congress, and in Washington think tanks, including Richard Perle of the American Enterprise Institute.
There's no question that Ahmed Chalabi is the best-known figure in Iraqi politics today. The family name is a distinguished name. So in any open contest, I suspect that by virtue of talent, background, experience, name recognition, he will do very well in democratic politics in Iraq.
Chalabi is now lobbying the Bush administration to have Iraqis more involved in post-war security, and he's still pushing for a national political process to set up an Iraqi government.